Okay.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Welcome to hour number two. It is 6 minutes after. I'm Brian Main, along with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. And no doubt this is a first for Garden America, as this is Reptile Insect Hour here on Garden America. Hopefully you can see exactly what Susan Nowicki is holding up right now. That is what you call your basic praying mantis. And Tiger, go ahead and introduce everybody, and let's talk about what we can expect this hour.
So, you know, usually on the show, we're always trying to solve people's bug problems, but we thought it'd be fun to actually
bring the bugs to them.
Bring the bugs to them and introduce some actual good bugs for the yard and maybe some good reptiles here. So we brought Susan Nowicki with EcoVivarium. Susan, tell us a little bit about EcoVivarium and what you guys do.
Well, EcoVivarium is an educational nonprofit living museum located in Escondido, California. And what we do is 98% of our animals are rescues, 2% are donated, none of them are purchased. So they're coming from the pet industry, yet our collection rivals most zoos. Now, not the one in our backyard here, but most zoos around the country. We have a hands-on program, so it's not like walking into a zoo. It's more like going over to a friend's house and getting to play with all of his cool stuff. And you get to handle the animals, you get to learn about their habitats, about the environments that they live in, what the threats are to those species existing in the wild, also what cultures they've influenced, religions that they're a part of. It pretty much crosses the full curriculum in a classroom.
And so right now you're holding a praying mantis, and we know praying mantis are good for the yard because they eat bugs in the yard. So what kind of things would they do in a normal backyard?
Well, in a normal backyard, they're going to take care of all those pesky little creatures that like to suck our plants dry. So they love aphids, for one. That's a great food source for them. So if your roses or your hibiscus, like at my house, are covered with aphids, these guys will take care of it.
And they won't bother the plants
in
terms of eating the plants.
And they don't bother the plants at all. Yeah, they're really good in the garden. They catch all the nasty pests, and they don't bother the other beneficial insects so much because they're looking for the guys that move faster. That's what attracts their attention.
Okay.
And there's a lot of beneficial bugs out there.
And he seems so tame. He loved the microphone during the break, sitting on the mic, and he's not going anywhere. He's not jumping off.
Nope.
And you say they live for one season?
About one season for the average praying mantis. And so during that time, they'll go through 12 molts or more to reach their adult stage. Then they'll lay their egg sacs, and that's pretty much the close of their lifespan.
And about how old is, and you've named this one, right?
Yeah, this is Mr. Bernie.
And Mr. Bernie is how old about?
Mr. Bernie, we're figuring this is his probably
his twilight years,
phase, his 10th phase of shedding, or 10th instar. So he's got a couple more sheds to go.
Okay.
And then in another month or two, if he was a female, he'd be laying his egg sac, and by the end of the year, he would be gone.
So what else do we have with us today?
Oh, goodness. We have some really cool things. Now, one of the animals that Tyler's going to bring in for us is an animal that most people are quite disgusted by and frightened by.
It's a cute little tarantula.
It's a little tarantula. And these guys, you're going to see around in the San Diego area a lot right now. This is a little male, and these guys are in breeding season right now.
You can hold him as close to the camera as possible, and he'll stay on your hand, right? He won't jump, right?
He's not going to jump off, although they can jump. He's not going to do that. So.
Okay, now how and what kind of tarantula is what's his name?
This guy, oh gosh, we have three of them, and I'm not sure.
How about Mr.
One.
Tarantula?
Yeah, Mr. Harry. We'll call him Harry.
Harry. How long does Harry live?
Harry, being a male, is going to have a lifespan of between 7 and 10 years.
Oh, okay, 7 and 10 years, okay.
And now tarantulas are found all over the country.
Yes.
And they do a lot of good for the yards and gardens as well, right?
Right. They're another one that eats all those pests. And so they're a good creature to have in the yard. They're harmless to humans. They're not going to chase you down.
Are all tarantulas harmless to humans, really?
All the ones here in North America.
All the ones in North America,
now
yeah.
They do have fangs, and if they were to bite, it would be because, I would assume, they're scared, startled, or something happened. That's not in their nature to be necessarily
right.
mean.
Right. They may rear up at you and raise their front
right.
legs.
And that's a warning,
kind of
right?
Helps. And that's a warning. And okay. if they do that, back off.
Yeah, exactly.
But more likely what's going to happen than a bite is they're going to flick hairs at you. On their abdomen are hundreds of little tiny hairs with barbed hook end.
Okay.
And they will flick those into your eyes, nose, and mouth. And it's very painful.
Gets better and better.
Isn't that great?
Let John hold that right now.
Yeah,
No.
Here, John, you want to try?
You know, I would love to, except I really have stuff I'm concerned with over here that has to be monitored.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. John is our engineer this hour to make sure that things look good on Facebook.
Yep, but these guys are amazing, and the males are out looking for the females now. So if you're in Southern California and you see little black or brown tarantulas running around in the garden,
okay,
it's the male, and he's hunting for the female.
Just like any good male would.
There you go.
It's like he's going out clubbing, right?
Yeah, that's it, and hopefully he survives the experience.
And tarantulas live underground, more or less?
They do dig a little burrow and live underground. They come out to feed. The females typically stay within the burrow. They don't come out a whole lot. They wait for food to come to them.
Ah, okay. So they have a lot of patience.
Yes.
Okay, so that's Mr. Harry. Thank you. That's our tarantula. We saw a praying mantis, and that was a tarantula. And I think as we continue here, the experience is going to get bigger and bigger. This would be that's a cockroach. I'm trying to think of the name of the cockroach, John.
Madagascar hissing cockroach. No.
No, good
that's
guess.
That's the only one I know.
This is actually a Peruvian cave roach.
See, John, that's what I was going to say, a Peruvian
and
cave roach.
Tiger, if you take a nice whiff of him, doesn't he smell like sandalwood?
Oh, yeah. I see that. And, I smell that now.
Yeah. You can actually tell what he is by his odor. What species he is.
The odor tells you the species.
Yeah.
So that's why you would see people that are hunting for them, picking them up and sniffing
and
them, right?
Sniffing them, sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, cave roach sniffing is a big thing. No.
Yes, it is. Especially back in the 60s, right?
Yeah, there you go. But these guys, people think of roaches strictly as vectors, as pest bugs. But in reality, roaches are decomposers. There are over 4,000 species of roaches in the world. And only about 300 of them, if even that, are any kind of a pest or threat to humans.
Okay.
30 in the United States are what we consider vectors, disease-carrying animals.
Okay.
All the rest of them are decomposers in nature, so they're very important to have around.
Now, those 300 you're talking about that are harmful in some way, those are the ones that we see in our kitchen that we don't want?
Yeah, yeah. Those would be the Americans, the Germans, the Orientals.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That it can't be the other ones.
They can't be the other ones. No, you don't get these guys in your kitchen, I hope.
Yeah, and if you did, that would be, that would you know, startle you big time.
Most people, yeah.
If you didn't know what it was and what you were looking at.
Yeah, most people would be startled by these.
Excuse me, could you go down there and smell that roach and see what kind of roach that is?
Yeah, and if you have a really foul odor, like rotten eggs, then you have an infestation of...
Oh, my.
...the German roaches.
Okay.
So, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
German roaches have a smell like rotten eggs.
Okay, very good.
Is this a full-size one?
No, this is probably first stage of adult... in terms of molt, and these guys can live upwards to 10 years.
Wow.
So you can name them, John. It's worth naming them.
Yes.
You can put a leash on one of those.
no need. They don't fly. They're kind of like Buzz Lightyear. They have wings.
Okay, but
and
they don't
fall
use them.
With style.
Okay. They fall. Okay, let's see. We have
Dana wants to know how long they live.
10 years.
Right?
Up to 10 years.
Up to ten years.
Okay, so we have time. Let's see. We've got a break coming up. We have time to bring another one in here real quick before the break. And if we have to hold the next critter over to the next segment, we'll do that. So we saw a praying mantis, a tarantula, and the Peruvian cockroach.
Yes.
Okay.
The cave roach.
Cave roach.
And,
okay. From Peru, I would imagine.
Now we'll start moving into the reptiles.
Beautiful.
The first one is going to come from Sudan, and this is Tank.
Hello, Tank. Welcome to our show, Tank.
Tank is a Sudan plated lizard, and these guys are found in the pet trade, but they're all wild caught. And so the challenge with these is that they come in, it's a wild animal. They don't make a great pet as a result. It took us over a year to calm this guy down.
Really?
And we are the sixth owner, according to the person that turned him over to us.
And probably the first ones to actually calm him down?
Yeah. Yep, I'm afraid so. It's a lot of work when you consider how they're captured. They literally get their dens filled with water, and those that survive enough to come out and get a breath of air.
Okay, can we turn him around just a little bit so we can, because we're going to go to a break here. And that's good if you can hold him right there and get a good look at that camera so the people at home and watching on Facebook can see.
Yeah, and he's doing a wonderful shed today, so
well, good
you'll
for
have
him.
Scales all over the place.
So we're going to take a break. Go ahead and hold him there as long as your arms will let you, Susan. And we'll take a break and come back with more. It is a Garden America. It's the Reptile Hour. John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. The Nowickies are with us. Tiger Palafox, yes, thank you so much. More reptiles coming your way. Stay with us. Stay on Facebook. And we are coming right back.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is Garden America. Welcome back. Most of us have heard of the movie Snakes on a Plane, and we've got snakes in the studio today. At least we do right now. And Susan, this species of snake you said is a cobra?
Yeah, this is a false water cobra.
A false water cobra, and you said it is venomous, which surprised me.
Yeah, it has what's called rear fang.
Okay.
The fangs are located in the back of the mouth, and that's for consuming frogs, fish, small animal species that they couldn't constrict.
Okay, now, and you said that you've had this snake since it was very young. It knows you. It doesn't feel threatened. It's not going to bite you. But if you were to hand it to somebody else, is there a possibility that it would bite?
No. This animal is highly trained.
Okay.
He has been through several hundred hours of training. They are a little bit higher strung, so we're always cognizant of body language.
Okay.
But when the public come into the museum, they're able to handle this guy.
Okay.
And so it's a lot of fun. It's an unusual experience. It's not like holding a king cobra. It's not that kind of threat.
Right.
Their venom is something more along the lines of a bee or a wasp. So it's not particularly dangerous. And they're
a beautiful snake.
It.
I really think he's beautiful, he or she.
He is a stunning animal. He's a hypomelanistic, which is a recessive characteristic. For these guys, his coloration is much lighter than it normally would be. But they are amazing animals, and they do hood up. But when you think about it, he's from South America. Cobras are an old world species. South America is the new world.
New world, exactly.
You don't find cobras in the new world. So when he hoods up in defense, animals just kind of go,
whatever.
You got a big neck.
Yeah.
You know,
you're not,
like, so
because cobras do that, I would imagine, to make themselves look bigger and more threatening.
Right, exactly. And so that's about all he can accomplish with that is hopefully that the animal thinks, wow, that guy grew fast, you know.
You know, we should explain briefly, too, what your program is all about and what you do. You take these reptiles and these snakes and these insects to various schools, libraries, so that kids can gain an appreciation for these animals that most people or a lot of people are afraid of, right?
Right. We try to bring up the kids. We start in preschools, and we teach the kids about how these animals are a part of the ecosystem and that they're essential for our survival. I mean, who would have thought that we couldn't survive without amphibians in the world? But without amphibians, we'll eventually die because they're the primary vector eater. They eat all the really bad bugs, the flies and the mosquitoes that carry so much disease.
It's balance is what
it is.
It's
a balance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And every animal has a role that it plays, whether it's the cockroach or the praying mantis or a snake like this. They all have a function. And if we take them all away, then we leave holes in that web, and it's just like poking a hole in a spider web.
Then what function does a gopher play?
They aerate the soil.
Exactly.
That's also food for gopher snakes.
Yes. And they provide housing for gopher snakes. That's how gopher snakes got their name. So,
well, he's a gem. We certainly love him.
But, you know, Brian, Susan says that this snake is very tame. But your snake, you had a snake at home that was very tame, too, and then all of a sudden it bit you.
I had an albino corn snake, and 2 or 3 years, carried him around, loved him. One day I had my hand in the enclosure to clean it up, and he took a little nip at me. And I thought, oh, that was just a mistake. Well, it kept happening. So I called Reptile Place, and they said, you know, it sounds like he's sexually maturing. He's going through that phase. You can either deal with it and hope that it stops, or we'll be glad to take him, and we'll put him into a pen with a bunch of females, and he can go from there. And I thought, you know what? I think that's what I'll do, because up until that point in time, he was so sweet, and he was still a sweet snake, but he was going through sexual maturity. Does that sound like something that you've heard of before?
It can happen, but if you're handling the animals properly and you're feeding them properly outside of their enclosures and they're not associating you as food, that's one of the things that happens commonly when people feed in the enclosure with their hand and put the food in there.
And that's what I was doing, and it didn't bother him for the first 2 or 3 years.
Yep. And then by that point, he learned, oh, gee, that hand is food.
Or represents food. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. And you're warmer than the feed.
Yes,
so
yes. Okay, very
good.
You
were the target.
Very good. Makes a lot of sense. So I enjoyed him, though. He was a very cool snake. Yeah. Albino corn snake.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, who do we have on the docket here?
Let's see. Who have we got next, Tyler?
River.
We're going to bring out an animal from South Africa named River.
River.
And she's just a baby. She is called a savannah monitor. Because she lives in the savannas of Africa.
Makes sense.
And these guys are one of the most misunderstood pets, I think, in the industry. People get them and they feed them dog food and cat food and all sorts of horrible things when they're primarily, if not 100%, an insectivore. So they eat bugs.
And you say this is just a baby?
She's just a baby. She's about 3 years old. And so she has the potential to grow to 4 feet in length. And upwards to 20 pounds. These guys love heat. Of course, being from the savannas of Africa, they'd kind of have to.
Sure.
But they have razor-sharp claws. They can actually dig through those concrete-like termite mounds that are found all over the savannas.
And that would be a good meal for them, obviously?
Yes. And they also lay their eggs in the termite mounds because temperatures are constant there and humidity is also constant. And so they get an 86-degree temperature, they get about a 64% humidity, and that combination is perfect for the six-month incubation for their eggs.
Just looking at the body language, seems very calm, seems just very relaxed, no problems at all.
She mentioned the claws here, and I'm trying to zoom in on this. Those claws are digging into her hands. I'm surprised Susan's not wincing over here, but they seem pretty strong and big claws.
Yeah, they are big claws, but we also Dremel their claws, so they're not razor-tipped.
So they're not razor-tipped, okay.
So we give mani-pedis before we go out for
And again, male or female?
This is a female.
A female, and the name once again?
Her name is River, and she's a savannah monitor.
Okay, and River, again, seems very calm. Camera's not bothering her. The people aren't bothering her. The studio environment is not bothering her at all. Seems very... Now, you could probably sit and watch TV with her, right?
Oh, yeah. She's a total couch potato. But what people need to realize, you know, at 4 feet and 20 pounds, she needs a big enclosure.
Sure.
And she needs a thermal gradient that can range from about 120, 140 degrees down to about 80 degrees. And that's not a spotlight of that temperature.
Right.
That's a gradient. So it's tough to do, and they're not the easiest animal to care for. Right now, she's eating between $20 and $30 a day in bugs.
A day.
Wow.
So, you know, people see something like this, and they think, well, that would be nice to have a lizard like that. But then they don't realize that, you know, it's much more than just watching something on camera, that there's a lot of work that goes on to maintain an animal of this size. And, again, just being a baby, $30 a day?
Yeah. And it only goes up from here.
Susan, you mentioned her enclosure. And I'm wondering, like, when I see a bird in a cage, I feel kind of bad because I think, you know, that bird wants to be out flying. But is it different with reptiles and insects? Are they happier in maybe enclosed spaces?
I wouldn't say they're happier. They're content. Mm-hmm. And what we try to do at EcoVivarium, they have two enclosures. There's museum exhibits, and then there are sleeping quarters. Sleeping quarters are intentionally smaller. They feel more secure. They're more enclosed, not as visible to people walking by and things like that. So it's their quiet space.
You know what? We've got a break coming up here. in just about 20 seconds. So do stay with us. We're approaching 30 minutes after the hour. We are so happy to have you in studio with us. We're going to continue. You brought more reptiles, so stay with us on Facebook. It's Facebook Live. Brian Main, John Begnasco.
If you have any questions for Susan, put them on Facebook. We'll be happy to pass them on.
You betcha. Taking a break. Coming right back.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
What a great time we are having. It is hour number two, 35 minutes after the hour here at Garden America. Something a little different. We've never done this before, but because of Facebook Live, we have... The Nowicki is with us today from, again, your organization is, again?
EcoVivarium.
EcoVivarium, and your sole purpose, well, not your sole purpose, but one of the things you do is to take these various reptiles out so that people can gain an appreciation, not be afraid of them, and more or less an educational value that goes with this so people understand exactly what they're all about.
Exactly. You know, these guys have been demonized since the beginning of time.
Sure.
Look at who the bad guy is in the Bible, right?
Absolutely.
And
well, he did offer John an apple when you brought him in here. So,
you know, well, that was just being friendly. But these guys have been feared, but they've also been revered. And people don't understand how important snakes are in the environment. They control rodent populations that would decimate us, not only, you know, crops and things like that, but they are carriers of disease. They're a vector animal.
This is a reticulated python?
And this is a reticulated python baby. This is Reggie.
Reggie. Welcome to the studio.
Yeah, he's a couple years old, and Reggie is about 9 feet already.
And Reggie potentially can get how big, how long?
Over 34 feet.
Okay.
And about 250, 300 pounds top.
Now, does Reggie recognize your smell and the various people that works around him every day?
He recognizes us by sight and by smell both.
Okay. And what he's doing right now is getting an idea of what kind of smells are in the studio here?
Yeah, he's just kind of checking things out, getting a lay of the land, so to speak. He is very inquisitive, and he always likes to explore his environment. You might notice on Facebook that he has this wonderful iridescence to his skin at the curves, and that is a feature that is both because he just shed a couple of days ago and also because in nature, his background color is like a tree. But when you move through the trees, you're not just moving against brown. You go through a lot of different color palettes.
So that color will reflect off
him. And that reflects off of him and helps him to better blend in and makes him a more effective predator.
Now, you said something during the break, which I thought was quite fascinating, that he's been taught not to work his way around your neck or go around you in such a way that might be considered dangerous, because that's exactly what they do in the wild, is they squeeze that their prey to death, correct?
Right. They are a constrictor species, but the reason we teach them not to go around the neck and why we encourage people that have pet snakes not to put them around their neck is because when you're doing that, their constrictor species are the ones we keep as pets. And when they're frightened or startled, their natural reaction is to constrict. While it may not kill you, it can traumatize somebody, especially
sure.
a child.
Absolutely.
And the other thing you're doing is you're putting your face right next to their face. And Reggie here has over 100 razor-sharp teeth angled backwards in his mouth.
Which means if you got in there, it'd be pretty hard to pull your hand out.
Yeah, or your face.
Or
you know,
okay.
You may want something pierced on your face. That may be your thing,
right?
You don't want 100 extra holes.
Exactly.
You know,
Very tame, just a sweetheart of a snake.
I like Tyler said that he's very tame, but he likes to go up and down your back just to freak you out.
Yeah, just to freak you out.
Yeah, they do have a sense of humor. They definitely do.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much. And next up, who do we have on the docket that we can get from the hallway?
Beethoven is coming out.
Beethoven is coming out.
Now, Beethoven was found in an orchard in North Escondido, and they thought that he was a Gila monster. couldn't be further from the truth, but people, you know, recognize beaded as something that is a problem, you know, that relates to a Gila monster.
Sure.
And he has a beaded type of skin.
Do we have Gila monsters in California?
Not in San Diego.
Okay.
Not in San Diego. You got to go a little further west and south.
And I would imagine Arizona.
Oh, sorry, east and south.
Arizona's full of Gila monsters.
Arizona has a ton of them.
Am I correct in assuming that a Gila monster bite is poisonous?
It is venomous, not poisonous.
And the difference is?
Poison is something you touch or consume, and it makes you sick. Venom is something that's injected into you.
Okay, very good.
I never knew that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. And the thing with the Gila monsters are they don't want to encounter humans. They're predominantly a rodent eater, and they're going to avoid us at all costs. But provoked, they will bite. This guy...
This is what they thought was a Gila monster?
Thought was a Gila monster. And so what they ended up doing was hitting him with a 2x4 in the head.
No, really?
And it caused him to rupture one eye and ruptured the retina in there. And so he only has vision in one eye. And he was traumatized by it. So he gets migraine-type headaches.
You're kidding me.
And,
well, how did you get involved in it? I guess, he didn't die, so they called you guys out there, or
right,
what?
Right. One of the neighbors saw him go under their garage, and they felt sorry for him, even if he was a Gila monster. They didn't want to get close enough to find out. And they called us out, and I got to climb through a storm drain and pull him out. And he came back with us, and it wasn't that he was this big evil creature, but rather something very unfamiliar. He didn't belong here. Somebody had him as a pet and turned him loose.
And turned him loose. Now, he's doing okay with you as far as...
He's doing great. He does still get what we suspect are like migraine-type
headaches. And how would you know that, based upon the way he's acting?
He cues us, especially in the mornings when we come in. He has a cue that he will open his mouth as wide as he can and just kind of slide it down the glass.
For a couple of aspirin?
He actually gets a painkiller, yeah.
Oh.
And we have to be careful because it's an addictive painkiller. But he doesn't ask for it very often, and it's only on those days he really needs it. Otherwise, as you can see, he's just a puppy dog.
A huge tongue, though.
Yes.
Compared to the snakes that we had in here.
He's maybe 15, 16 pounds right now. He's not full grown yet. He could grow another foot in length and probably a good 5 pounds yet. So
now, you said those aren't native to Southern California.
No, they're from Argentina.
They're from Argentina.
It's a black and white Argentine tegu. And that's T-E-G-U.
Okay.
And these guys are an omnivore. They eat fruit, insects, small mammals, occasional birds that they can get hold of. And in South America, they'll hunt the open trash heaps. To them, that's a buffet restaurant. It draws in everything they want. And if humans approach, they'll actually attack the humans because that is their gourmet stash.
They're protecting what they think is theirs.
Yes. And so...
Which is his bad eye? Which one?
The one on the right side here.
Okay.
My right.
Well, I think it's great that you rescued him and he's living a good life. And you would expect for him to live many more years, hopefully?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we would hopefully expect that we'll have him another good 15 to 18 years yet.
That's great. Headache and all.
Yep, headaches and all. And we have several of these. We just got another one in from Fallbrook.
John. That's where John lives.
There is a farm up in Fallbrook, a fruit farm, and he's had two of them show up on his property now.
And we would assume these are pets that people just, they get too big and they can't take care of them and they let them go.
Right, and they let them go. Or they escape and they can't find them and they give up.
Right.
Will they live through our winters here?
Yes.
They will.
Argentina,
they're
definitely found mountain base up to about 4,000, 5,000 foot elevation. So these guys will just go to sleep during the cold.
Which is another reason why when you're considering getting one as a pet, you got to think to the future. Yeah. How big are they going to grow? Is it something I can really handle? You know, when they're small, almost every animal's easy. You could handle a tiger cub. You could handle a lion cub. Later on, though, things change, and I would imagine the same holds true with reptiles.
Exactly, exactly.
You can't get tigers to do anything when they're older.
no pun intended, right?
No puns at all. But, these guys do get to be a handful, especially the males as they come into breeding season
there
with
you
a
go.
Lot of reptiles. They can be a real challenge. We have one of our big male iguanas going into breeding season right now. And so he's quite temperamental. I like to say he makes menopause look like a walk in the park with the hormonal flashes that he gets.
And, of course, the tongue is tasting and sampling what's around him?
Yes. Just like a snake, they are picking up scent molecules, touching the roof of their mouth where the Jacobson organ is located, mm-hmm. and identifying what's around them. And because the tongue is split, they're able to smell 360 degrees around them.
Wow.
If they had a flat tongue, they'd only be able to smell about 80 degrees in front of them.
Now, do you have a medical staff?
We do have a veterinarian that we work with closely, okay. Yes, Dr. Cecil.
Okay, so shout out to Dr. Cecil. That's great that he's able to take care of these reptiles. And again, I guess assess when there is a problem, especially when you get them from the wild or from someplace else. You want to know exactly, you know, what's wrong with them, if anything, right?
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of testing that goes on when an animal first comes in. They have to go through quarantine. Then there's the training. Every animal at EcoVivarium goes through a minimum of 100 hours of behavioral training before they ever come out to see the public.
Because obviously you have to ensure the public safety.
Exactly.
Okay, the music means we're going to take a break. We have one more segment coming up. Do stay with us. This has been just fascinating, learning a whole lot. And it's nice to see such great people taking care of such great animals, reptiles, insects. Stay with us. It is Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, along with the Nowikis. It is hour number two. We're going to come back. More reptiles. Do stay with us on this Saturday.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees
killing you.
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 51 minutes after the hour. This is our final segment. This has been a lot of fun. Boy, we've never had anything like this on our show before in studio. Excuse me. And let's, as we wrap things up here, final segment, I want to talk more about your program. I mean, it's fun to see the animals, to hold the animals, the reptiles, the insects, but there's a reason why your organization exists, and let's talk about all the things that you do and what people should do if they do find a reptile or something that seems out of place.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to elaborate on that a little because in, I think that one thing you might recommend people learn about is what kind of reptiles are in the area they live. For instance, the first reaction of a lot of people when they see a snake is it has to be killed. And, you know, you might live in an area where there are no poisonous snakes, so there's nothing to worry about.
And the snake is actually doing good.
Right. And I come from Michigan, and almost all the snakes were garter snakes, so there was nothing to worry about. There was one rattlesnake, a Mesaguaca rattlesnake, but it was only in the northern part of the state. So don't you recommend that people really just learn about what's in their area?
Yeah, learn about what's there in the area, especially the snake species. If you're even in a neighborhood, high-density area, the snakes still travel into that area. Learn about them. Learn to give them a little bit of space, mm-hmm. whether they're venomous or non-venomous. It's a good idea to just leave them alone. And if you see something that is out of place, that clearly, like the black and white tegu, does not belong in this picture, contact, you can try your local animal control. You can also look online and find out if you have a local herpetological society or reptile society. And they may have a rescue team that will come out and recover the animal. A lot of the animal services from the county, like our county animal service, is very active in reptile rescue. We work very closely with them on animals that they get in, especially the larger, more dangerous species. We take those animals in, and that is an effort to partner and prevent major problems with these invaders. I mean, we've had all sorts of strange things show up here in San Diego that don't belong. In L.A., they had a leucistic cobra that escaped. Now, venomous snakes are not something you can keep in California, especially in the southern portion of the state. It's not permitted by law, but people break the law.
Absolutely.
And animals escape. They're smart. So you want to keep an eye out for those things. And if it doesn't look like it belongs there, your local animal control is a good place to start.
Now, I'm sorry, John. During the break, this female right here, this is, again, a...
Her name's Tyler.
No, yeah. Tyler, thank you, John. Tyler is holding who?
That is River, our baby Savannah monitor.
And during the break, many people probably saw me holding her just like a baby. You said that she loves to be held like a baby. And obviously, as you're looking at Tyler holding River right now, that's exactly the case.
Yes, it is. She is our snuggle bug. She's also our resident couch potato. She's not into moving too fast unless there's food involved.
Very good. John, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask if you've ever gotten an animal that you could not deal with, and what do you do in that case? Would you turn it over to the zoo? Or
The zoos won't take them.
Oh, okay.
The zoos are very closed environments. They source their animals from very particular breeders and things, and other zoos, and that is to protect the animals. The zoo mission is more about conservation and replenishing endangered species, where our mission is about education and inspiring people to take that step to investigate what's around them, to learn about it. We do STEAM education, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Utilizing these animals in the classroom for scout groups. We've recently partnered with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and Heritage Scouts to create programs for their kids. We do all sorts of outreach in the community. We even partner with places like the San Diego Museum of Contemporary Art. We have an exhibit opening tomorrow there, the Juan Downey exhibit that is utilizing our green anaconda.
Wow.
And what the name of your organization, once again, for people that want to write it down or just remember who you are, is?
Or a website.
Or a website, exactly,
yes.
Even better.
Is www.ecovivarium, that's ECOVIVARIUM, as in Mary, .org.
Okay. Just had a listener send us a picture. They ran out into their yard, took a picture, and... I think they're in San Marcos.
Yes, that's one of our little local fence lizards.
All right.
So,
how big is it, John? I can't see the monitor. Is it very big?
Well, on my screen.
It takes up the whole screen.
But it's hard to tell.
I would guess that one might be a body length of about 4 inches tops.
Now, we see alligator lizards all over the place. I mean, anybody can see an alligator lizard.
They're a little scary if you're not used to handling.
Well, are they, you know, if you're walking down the sidewalk and then run across real quick and you see them. But the ones that we see at our house are they're good size.
Yes.
So they're being fed well. What are they eating?
They are eating all those pesky little bugs from your yard.
Okay. And alligator lizard is the common name.
Yes. And there's the southern alligator lizard is what we're dealing with here. And they are a wonderful animal to have in the yard. Just give them their space.
Yes.
Because they do have a nasty bite. And they can grow up to 2.5 feet. We had a woman send us a picture of one on her screen door. And it was literally 2.5 feet long. She had the tape measure up next
to it. Yeah, I've never seen them that big.
Chasing those and trying to catch them.
Really?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, but they do bite.
Yeah, but she tries to catch every creature possible.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I didn't realize about them biting because they seem so approachable.
Yes, yeah, they seem like it until you get your hands around them. Then they'll give you a good, a good cut. But the babies are really interesting. Now, the babies people find, and they think they've found an endangered salamander species.
Oh, my.
The babies look completely different from the adults. They're kind of a shiny gold color with striping and orange, and they don't look anything like the adult of the species.
Well, thank you so much. We are out of time. That's going to do it. We really appreciate you coming in studio, being on Facebook Live, and educating not just the people watching on Facebook, but of course Tiger, myself, and John. This has been a wonderful experience. Maybe sometime in the near future, somebody already said please have them back, so we would love to have you back in studio.
Thank you very much for having us. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. And that is going to do it for this edition of Garden America on Facebook Live, and of course streaming wherever you're listening to us. Thank you so much for the entire crew. I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Zach. I want to thank Jeremiah. Want to thank the Nowickies for coming in this morning and bringing those reptiles and insects to us. John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. Have yourself a good rest of your Saturday, a safe week, and we'll do it again next Saturday. Until then, get growing, America. Take care. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.